Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del today, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Well, my friends, we've got a great show planned for today. If you've listened to me for any amount of time, you'll recall I often say that real estate is a team sport. And on today's show, I've got a very special member of my personal team. We met at Lifestyles Unlimited a couple years back, and this gentleman has helped me personally and continues to help me year after year as my real estate portfolio continues to grow. And what I've accomplished would not have been as effective without this gentleman's guidance and expertise. And so I want to say it again, real estate investing is indeed a team sport. Trying to do this on your own, it just creates a huge learning curve that's arduous at best. So why do you want to reinvent the wheel when you can follow a proven, successful team? So with the correct team, the correct map, your returns become exponential. So without further delay, I'd like to introduce a very important part of my real estate investment team, Nate Roberts of Lifetime Tax Advisors out of Rockwall, Texas. Welcome to the show, Nate.
Thanks, Mike, for having me on here. I appreciate the invite.
Happy to do so. Nate, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm the tax director at Lifetime Tax Advisors. We're a boutique firm. We do tax advising. We have a wealth management division, and we have an insurance division. And we also have some in-house legal counsel as well.
Fabulous. How long have you been with Lifetime Tax Advisors, Nate?
I've actually been here for a little over 2.5 years. And before that, I started off at Deloitte doing some audit and some working with the tax teams there. And then I moved to a boutique firm where we worked with about 14 families.
Excellent. Yeah, we definitely want our tax folks to have some experience on that audit side. Not that we get audited, but it's good to have as much knowledge on the table as possible. And I want to inject something for the listeners here, Nate, before we get too far in the show. And this is important. As real estate investors, there are numerous tax incentives. There's numerous tax strategies. It's one of the primary reasons why we choose real estate investment to build wealth. And we use everything from cost segregation, partial disposition, refinancing, leverage, the real estate professional designation, if you will, opportunity zones, like-kind exchanges. And we're going to try to talk about these as we go through the show. But I want you listeners to understand, we're not trying to shirk tax responsibilities in any way, shape, or form. We embrace them. We accept them. Shirking your tax responsibility is not who we are at all. We pay our taxes properly and rightfully so. However, we're going to utilize every strategy and every legal option in the tax code to maximize our returns. Again, that's an important reason why we invest in real estate. So I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there. Nate, you got any thoughts on that there, using every trick in the book, so to speak?
Yeah, well, I think just to expand on that a little bit, we'll use every legal trick we can find. So if it's something that we're going to use, it's going to be something that Congress allowed, which allows us to walk into an audit and have and just discuss with the IRS, this is what we did, this is why we did it, and your rules allow it. So
right.
we're going to take advantage of them. I've said it before for anybody who's ever heard me talk. There's two different types of tax. There's a tax for the informed, and there's the tax for the uninformed.
Right. No, you're exactly right. We're not hiding anything at all. The tax code is there for us to utilize all, 72,000 pages or whatever they say. And, you know, what you said comes to mind. There's a point during the debates, I guess, in 2016 when Hillary said something to Donald Trump about, you paid zero taxes last year. And, you know, he's pretty abrasive. He responded back, because I'm smart. And it was kind of a shocking moment. But I promise you, 50% of the people out there didn't understand exactly what he's saying. He's like, yeah, because I'm smart. I'm using the code that you people, Congress, Senate, the government, wrote for us, correct? So that always comes to mind when people point it at real estate investors and they want to say that somehow it's disingenuous to pay as little taxes as possible, whereas I think that's the smart move, honestly, to tell you the truth.
I think that's how business works. You try and figure out how to keep as much money in your pocket as you can because everybody else wants it. We're not
right.
required to pay every single dollar we possibly can. We're only required to pay every dollar that we're legally required to.
Right.
And so I think that's just smart business. People who want to give out money, that's their choice, but that's called charity, not business.
Yeah, why pay more than your fair share? So jumping back, does lifetime tax, are you doing taxes for people outside of the state of Texas?
We actually do taxes for people on both coasts. We've got clients up in New York, down over in Georgia, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Oregon, California. I mean, I couldn't tell you every single state, but we're covering a good chunk of the map from coast to coast and north to south.
Right. I can imagine some of those people that live out of state probably started with you here in Texas. And if you're like me, you like to keep your taxes kind of in the same place. That's how we met. Lifetime Tax Advisors took over the firm where that was initially handling my taxes. And so, you know, upon an interview, so to speak, I was comfortable with you guys doing it, and that's how we met. But yeah, you're reluctant because you've got all that information kind of in one spot, and you're carrying over depreciation, you're carrying over these assets, and to start fresh with another firm's quite a bit of work. So I can imagine some people carried you with them as they moved out of state. Did some of that happen?
Yeah, well, that always happens. When you understand the processes and you understand how somebody works, you don't necessarily want to go through and retrain somebody else. But also sometimes you find somebody who is used to an area and may have additional expertise and they want to come work with you because they're able to provide additional value. And sometimes it's worth spending a little more time. It's really just kind of an operational choice and a kind of a value proposition.
Yeah. That's how I saw it. So obviously you're doing tax work for all types of clients, not just real estate investors. But let's talk about Lifestyle Unlimited members per se versus clients that you have that are non-members. What do you see as a difference between those two groups?
Well, I think the Lifestyle members understand the lingo. They understand the business. And, I mean, frankly, it's I enjoy working a lot with the Lifestyles members because we're all speaking the same lingo. And they may not know the deep technical tax terminology, but I usually know where they're going, and I'm not necessarily speaking Greek. And also, a lot of times, we're talking sometimes once every couple weeks, once a quarter. It's not just a once a year, I bring in a box full of receipts, and I hope that, you know, they can save me some money. We're figuring out how do we save money, how do we plan, how do we keep as much of our money in our pockets as we can and pay as little Uncle Sam as we can, again, being with any legal strategies that we have available to us.
Very important. All legal, all up front. Here's what we do. Here's why we do it. Here's how we do it. And yeah, Nate, you had mentioned the legal jargon. I know I messed that up myself. I may say that we don't pay tax on a certain item, but technically we're deferring that, you know, just depending on what it is. There's so many of them out there. But yes, with our extensive networking, our education, our webinars, our continuing education events that we have, I feel for the most part that Lifestyles Unlimited members are on top of what's going on out there. When the new tax law passed, I remember immediately there were some continuing ed events that were put on the bridge online, or some webinars that Lifestyles Unlimited put together, because we want our members to be informed. We want our members to understand the latest and greatest strategies and to be able to use those and leverage those. So for our listeners out there, if you have any questions at all, we're coming up against the break. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or email me at askmike@luinc.com. We'll be right back in a moment discussing tax strategies with Nate Roberts. This is the Dale Walmsley Radio Show, and my name is Mike Harrison.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
What would $200 to $500 extra income a month do for you? It's one of the five ways investment real estate earns money. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we will show you how. Lifestyles Unlimited has been teaching people how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the five ways to make money with real estate investing. The first way is cash flow. Cash flow is the reason we seek passive income producing assets. When you have cash flow, you have income. You buy a piece of real estate where the rental income is greater than the monthly income by a decent margin. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you about proper cash flow and other ways that real estate makes you money. To learn how to attend a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com and learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. That's 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we're discussing the numerous tax advantages that real estate investment offers, and we're discussing those with Nate Roberts of Lifetime Tax Advisors. And Nate is on my real estate team and has helped me immensely. So if you've got any questions at all about some of these tax strategies that we're going to go through as we get further in the show, our number is 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4DELL. That's 4335. Or shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. Okay, we make money five ways in single-family real estate investing and six ways in multifamily real estate investing. And by far, one of the strongest contributors to those wealth drivers is the tax advantages of real estate. It's amazing just how many there are out there and how powerful they really are. And Nate, we kind of left off a little bit, but I do want to say one thing. I don't know if this holds on your end, but a lot of times I'll meet people that are involved in real estate investment. They own rent homes or what have you, and they're not members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and they're kind of using their own, what they think is right, right? There's a lot of conventional wisdom, the conventional wisdom world telling you your rent homes need to be paid for in cash and they need to be next door to you. And a lot of that just doesn't make sense, because if you pay cash, you're not leveraged. And if you're not leveraged, you're not able to write off a lot of different things, or you're not depreciating fully or properly. Do you see some of that out there?
I see that kind of all over the place, but I think the people who are involved in a good network are the ones who tend to have the best knowledge of how to operate, because they're able to learn not only from their own experiences, yes, and their good and their bad, but they're able to learn from the good and the bad of other people who've done the same thing. And frankly, the people in Lifestyles do a great job of opening up and sharing what it is that works well for them and doesn't work well for them, because everybody in the group wants everybody else to do as well as they have.
Right. People don't realize you're writing off every single expense of that rental property, including the interest, including the property taxes, including the insurance. And so in their mind, they don't want to pay any of that, but they don't realize, hey, that's just a business expense. That's an expense like if you've got a forklift and you've got to put propane in it, that propane costs money. It's just like paying interest on a leveraged note on a rental home. And Nate, talking about staying informed and up to date, and I realize this is a national show, but on November 20th in Dallas, we are having a networking and live tax panel Q&A, and you can attend this live. I don't think it's going to be on a webinar, but I do know it's going to be filmed and it's going to be put on the bridge for our listeners that are in other parts of the country that can't possibly make it to Dallas on the 20th. But Nate, I know you're going to be one of the four panelists up there answering questions. Can you expand on this live tax panel Q&A that we're doing?
So the live tax panel is going to be, well, I think you actually nailed it pretty well. There's going to be four of us up there speaking, and we're going to go over some frequently asked questions. There's always questions that we get, whether it's at a case study, whether it's at a vendor event, whether it's on the tax panel. And we're going to go over those. And then after we've gone through a lot of the general questions, we'll take some audience questions as well. I mean, we're still going to leave things general.
Yeah.
Because everybody's tax situation is different. And just like on this radio show, it's for education. But at least it makes you more informed, so that if you think, hey, am I missing out on something here, you've got vendors to reach out to and say, you know, hey, can you help me out here? And that's where we come in. We enter into a client relationship, and we're able to help people figure out, are there other things that we can do to help you keep some more of that money in your pocket?
Right. That's the bottom line. And I can tell you, I remember the one last year, and just to tell you how, you know, tax is a hot button with people. And the room, I mean, we had several hundred people in the room, and I believe it was scheduled to go 2 hours, and we easily went three at that tax panel. But to all you listeners there that are out of state or can't make it to Dallas, this will be filmed and will be uploaded to the bridge. So it's part of the online education. You'll be able to see that. And then, of course, if you've got questions, you can always reach out to folks like Nate. In fact, Nate, now's a good time. Why don't you tell the listeners how to get a hold of you?
So there's a couple ways to get a hold of us. Probably the easiest one to remember is going to be our website. If you go to www.lifetimeta.com, that's lifetime, T like tax, A like advisors.com. and you can get all of our contact info there. You can call us at our on our telephone number, 972-771-6707, or you can email our practice manager, Tracy at LifetimeTA.com.
Excellent. That's Lifetime Tax Advisors in Rockwall, Texas. So, Nate, before we jump into some of these strategies that we use, quickly, a potential client, some of their primary concerns that they may have prior to beginning a relationship, or some of the common questions that you get, can you throw some of those out and maybe talk about that a little bit?
Some common questions?
Yeah, just from, okay. You know, like the you always hear, do I need an LLC? What's it cost to prepare taxes? That sort of thing. What are some of the things you get from initial clients or some of their concerns?
Yeah, so some of them even just want to know how to get started, and usually that's where it's great to say, hey, I know this group called Lifestyles Unlimited, and they can get you started, because not only can they answer all of your tax questions, but they can answer all sorts of other things like what's hard money, or how do I get to write off my interest, and where do I look for a house, how do I price it? From a tax perspective, yeah, one of the questions is, do I need an LLC? And for taxes, an LLC really is kind of just this, really doesn't have much meaning. It's
no.
That's more from a legal perspective.
That's a common misconception.
Yeah, it is a common misperception, but that's also where you need to get a lawyer involved, and that's where we can step in and help kind of explain the tax consequences. And I'll say I'm not a lawyer. I don't ever intend to go to law school, but I'm always happy to help kind of add some extra color there. How much does it cost to prepare the taxes? Kind of depends on the condition of your books and your records. It's not just like opening a bank account and something gets filled out. If I've got somebody who's got some well-organized records and they know what they're doing, it's going to be less expensive because there's less work for us to do. Whereas if somebody walks in with a box full of receipts and I've got to reconstruct what happened over 12 months, it's going to be a little more expensive. They can do some initial work to try and put something together, or they can pay us and that'll be part of the cost of the tax return. So there's not really, I don't really do a set rate because it wouldn't be fair to the people who are well organized and also wouldn't be fair to my people, frankly.
Everyone's different. So they're about to push us out. I do want to touch on the LLC question. There are some reasons why you don't want an LLC. And I owned as many as 11 rent houses, did not own an LLC for very specific reasons. I know some folks that own many, many more and do not put them in an LLC. So we're going to be right back in a moment. We're going to get into some of these things, cost segregation, refinancing, leverage, the real estate professional designation. My name is Mike Harrison with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We'll be right back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been talking about tax strategies within real estate investing. And if you have any questions at all, please give our show a call at 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. And Nate, before we get too deep in this, why don't you again tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you in case they missed the last segment?
If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach out to us. Our website is www.lifetimeta.com. That's Lifetime TA, like tax advisors. Or you can reach out to us at 972-771-6707. Or reach to our practice manager via email, tracy@lifetimeta.com.
All right. Okay, Nate, when we left off, we were about to dig into some of these tax advantages that you just don't get with stock or bond or mutual fund investing. They're just not there. And I think the daddy of all of these is depreciation. So for our listener, why don't you give us depreciation 101 within real estate investing?
Okay. So on depreciation, you're getting to write off. It's a non-cash expense, but it is you're pretty much writing off some of the wear and the tear on your buildings and some of the things that are within the building. So let's say, for example, you buy a house and you depreciate over 27 and a half years. You're getting to take some of that expense every year for the life of the time that you own that house or that apartment complex or whatever that building may be. And then there are pieces within that house that are also used, let's say a fence, a driveway, a microwave, a refrigerator, that you can also expense those items and write them off. So you have expenses that way that you're going to take an advantage of on your taxes directly that you don't get in a stock or bond. I can't depreciate a stock or a bond.
No, you can't depreciate a bar of gold, right? Hey, I bought this bar of gold for $100,000 and I'm going to divide that by 27.5 and write that off on my taxes. It just doesn't happen. And what folks need to understand is, yes, that is a rental property. It's a house, but that house serves the same function as, let's say, someone who owns an air conditioning company and they have five trucks. Well, those five trucks are company assets. Well, your rent house or your five rent houses are business assets, because at the end of the day, this is a business and that is an asset of the business, and we're depreciating that asset. Does that sound about right, Nate?
Yeah, that's very accurate. And I think the other thing to add is that depreciation, like I said, halfway through there, if you caught it, it's a non-cash expense. You can be cash flowing your business, and yet you may have a taxable loss. That sounds kind of counterintuitive.
If you're doing it right.
Yeah. But if you're doing it right, I mean, you're making money on the business and you're deferring your taxes.
Right. And when you sit in some of these classes, in fact, one of our more popular teachers that we have, and he'll show this depreciation and he goes through a slideshow, and then people start catching on. They get it. And then at one point he's like, how many of you out there would like to lose $350,000? And everybody in the room raises their hands, because they're not losing $350,000, they're depreciating $350,000, which goes against their income, and then sometimes against the W-2 income of their spouse. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I mean, there's nothing else like it in the world. We're buying an asset, we're keeping the asset, and we're depreciating the asset. And again, we didn't write the code, we're just playing by their rules. Nate, why don't we go into, what do you think, cost segregation, partial distribution, disposition, something like that?
Let's start off with the cost segregation. I mean, the reason we chose to go with the depreciation first is it's the building block for the next piece, which is a cost segregation. And the way I try and explain this is, when I buy a house, that house is made up of lots of different parts. But when I buy it, I can only depreciate it over that life of a house, and that depreciation rate's slower. But it's got other pieces in there that I bought. And so if we do a cost segregation, it's kind of like taking an apple, and the apple's made up of the core, it's got the seed, it's got the stem, it's got the skin, it's got the meat of the apple. Each of those is a different part. It's kind of like taking a knife and slicing off each of those parts into its different pieces. And so some of those things we can depreciate over 5 years or 7 years or 15 years. So suddenly we're taking all that depreciation, instead of waiting 27 and a half years to get it all, some we're taking up, I mean, even with bonus depreciation and other things, sometimes we're taking it all in the first year.
Yes.
So we can use all those things to apply against other income and losses in other tax areas, potentially.
Correct.
And we'll get into that in the next segment.
Yeah. So I think carpet's a great example, right? We put new carpet you put new carpet. Let's use carpet. So you put new carpet in your rental property and you're depreciating the rental property 27 and a half years. Well, the carpet's not going to last 27 and a half years. Have I bought houses with some carpet that old? Yeah, I think so. But anyway, that was immediately changed out. But the carpet's not going to last that long. So you've got to segregate the carpet out and depreciate that at a different rate, which brings me to deferred maintenance, right? Why do some people not fix what needs to be fixed in their properties? If the carpet's worn out, put new carpet in it and then segregate it and depreciate it and make it a nice place to live. But don't just bury your head in the sand and move on. So there's advantages to keeping a nice, functional property, and segregation is one of them that folds in there. So does that sound...
And let me, do you mind if I hop in here for a second?
Yeah.
Let me also say, you're also making these decisions, though, based on a financial, like this... There's a business reason you're still doing that. You're putting in nice carpet because you're trying to have the best product, the best price in the market, and we're just taking a tax advantage on it. Don't spend a dollar to save a quarter. There's the tax side of it, but you're doing this also for other reasons because you're running your business and you're still able to use that as well. We're just taking some tax advantage on top of it.
Right. Right. And to that point, really, we want to put hard flooring in there, but carpet's easy to envision not lasting 27 and a half years. That's why I threw it out there. But yes. Okay, let's continue into partial disposition.
So let's go back to the carpet example, and I'll talk about roof on top of it.
Okay.
So when you've gone in there, let's say that we've got the carpet in there, we identified it, we are depreciating it, and we're only into year three. But we're ripping it out. There's still some value left in that carpet for tax purposes. When we dispose of it, we are effectively writing off the rest of the value of that asset because we no longer have use of it. And we're getting another deduction when we're putting in new carpet or new flooring or whatever that may be. And then we're depreciating that on top of it. So we're taking those pieces and we're using that to continue to get additional tax advantages. Or let's say we've got a roof, but it's getting to the point where it needs to be fixed. First off, call up Mike, ask him about what it's going to take to fix your roof, and then call me up, and we'll talk about what we can do with the roof, because there's still probably some value left in that roof, and there may be some depreciation some other ways that we can look at how quickly can we get the value out of that for tax purposes as well.
Right. So there's still some life in it, so to speak. But we're changing it out. But because we're getting rid of that old portion, we get to write off that last little bit of value, which is amazing, and then depreciate the next item coming up. So nothing goes to waste, so to speak, if you're using these tax strategies. I hope our listeners are picking that up out there.
I hope so, too. So, and then that kind of leads into the next thing. As let's say that we've been in there for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, and you know we like the single family houses, but we got this great offer. Well, if I just sell it, then I'm going to be picking up some gains. I'm going to have some other things where I'm going to be picking back up some of that depreciation and some of the things I've written off. But another thing I can do is I can like-kind exchange into another property. That allows me to defer the gains on the building. Now, some of the rules have changed up a little bit about this, so you want to be very, very careful. And this, don't take any of this as specific.
Consult a pro.
Specific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Consult a pro, but this should give you an idea of some of the things that may be out there for you. And you can defer, you can continue to defer some of those gains into the next property.
Exactly. And that's the 1031 exchange, which I'd never even heard of before joining Lifestyles Unlimited and becoming a member. It's very powerful. You're going to defer. And if you do it right, when you pass away, your kids or your family inherit your real estate portfolio at a stepped-up basis, and magically, the tax goes away. We'll be right back in a moment with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We're discussing tax advantages with Nate Roberts of Lifetime Tax.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to DellOnTheRadio.com to access our free live training event schedule. What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to 5waywemakemoney.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's 5waywemakemoney.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Talk 1370.
The more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison. Today we're talking about real estate investment tax strategies with Nate Roberts of Lifetime Tax Advisors. This is our last segment. I want to mention we just opened our latest location in Phoenix, Arizona. There's a ton of opportunity in Phoenix right now, and we've got so many successful investors in Arizona. It made sense for us to put a brick and mortar office out there to support our Arizona members. We've got real estate agents in place in Phoenix. We have our mentors in place in Phoenix in both single family and multifamily. We're doing our road trips out of the Phoenix office, our case studies. Yes, we're doing our two-day financial freedom seminar there at the office in Phoenix, as well as our free workshops. And if you are even close to the Phoenix area and you're interested in what we do and how we do it and why we do it, you need to reach out to us and make contact with us there at the Phoenix office. But in light of that, we're running a special right now. It's our founder special. It's $500 off our annual program, our financial freedom program. That's regularly $740. You can get it right now for only $240 a year, my friend. And that's a family membership. It's for you and your spouse and your children up to the age of 19. That entitles you to our online learning hub, our monthly case study events. You don't have to be in Phoenix. This is nationwide. To take advantage of that $500, and it's going away at the end of November. In less than 2 weeks, this will be gone, my friends. BuyMyLifeBack.com, BuyMyLifeBack.com, promo code Mike. You need to enter that promo code in to get your $500 off. If you're thinking about this, don't sit any longer. Don't waste any time. Don't wait and make it a New Year's resolution. Do it right now. Save the $500. That's buymylifeback.com, promo code Mike. Okay, Nate, this is our last segment. Let's go into one of my favorite all-time tax advantages within real estate investing, and that is the designation of real estate professional. And I was able to designate my wife as a real estate professional. She works part-time. She handles our asset management as well as the accounting portions of our business. And so she is our real estate professional. But what does that designation mean? What are the requirements and what are the advantages?
So let me break this down just a little bit more so that you understand the reason why real estate professional is important. There's a couple different buckets that people fall into in real estate. The first one is a passive. And with passives, you have what's called passive income losses. When you have passive losses, that money gets suspended. You can't use those deductions against other income that are outside that passive bucket. So you may have, once you have taken all of your income down to zero, when it starts for tax purposes, hopefully you're still cash flowing it, but you have a taxable loss, the rest of those losses are suspended, and we're just waiting until there's something else that happens down the road where it can be released, right? Whether it's you have other passive income from another house, or whether you decide to get completely out. But at that point, you should be having enough gains that you should be offsetting all that. The next kind of almost tier up is actively participating. So when you're actively participating, you can release up to $25,000 of some of those losses against your income. But there are other restrictions that prevent you from releasing those losses. And so one of them is just going to be your income. Once your income is over $150,000, you're back just like you're in the passive bucket. So if your income's over $150,000 a year, there's no difference between the two.
Yeah.
Which takes us to the real estate professional. And this is kind of the granddaddy of them. The real estate professional says, you know what? We're going to take that bucket, but this bucket, I can use all those losses, and there's other rules and other technicalities and things, but those losses can be released against my other income. So, I mean, my doctors, my lawyers, my stockbrokers, some of these guys, my hedge fund managers, they love this one.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at, let's just look at federal income tax rates alone. And if you live in a state like New York, just add 10 or 15% on top of this. But if they're already paying 37% of their income in taxes, for every dollar that we get to write off, they are putting back 37 cents in their pocket.
Right.
Now, the question that somebody's going to ask is, well, what does it take to become a real estate professional? And you have to be in the real estate business. What that is, you know, there's a lot of technical definitions, but, I mean, you have to be managing, leasing, you know, doing something that's a real estate business. And if you've got questions on that, that's where you call up your tax advisor and ask them, you know, do I qualify?
Yeah, you don't have to be a realtor. As long as you're managing your assets and involved in your assets, what is it, 14 and a half hours a week? Is that correct, Nate?
On average, yeah, I would say it's about 15. It's 700. Yeah. It's a minimum of 750 hours per year.
Right.
But it's also more than half your professional time. So if you're working 2,000 hours a year, you have to be doing an additional 2,001 hours in real estate. So 2,000 hours a year is 40 hours a week. 2,001, you're looking at about a little over 80 hours a week between your full-time job and the other. Now, as far as a realtor, it's actually not – realtors don't qualify per se based on that. It's actually real estate – it's actually brokers.
Yeah.
So agents don't necessarily qualify. They'd have to be doing some other things, but just being an agent is not going to get you there.
This is perfect for a spouse that's working part-time, that you could designate that spouse as the real estate professional.
Exactly. So my doctors who are working 60, 70, 90 hours a week, they can't do 180 plus hours a week in between the two.
No.
So they're not going to qualify. But if they got a spouse at home who is looking for an extra, you know, something else to do on the side, they can be doing that. We can be harnessing those losses, and we can be significantly reducing their tax bill.
Yeah, it's extremely powerful in that one designation of real estate professional allows, if your losses are enough, to grab some of that W-2 income and make the essentially reduce the tax burden on the other side. So essentially high net worth earners, like you said, really love the real estate professional designation. So, and again, to our listeners, I want you to understand real estate investing, it's not a hobby. This is a business. And as a business, we want to be as sharp as possible. We want to use every strategy as possible. We want to be as effective as possible. So until next week, we'll be right back. This is Mike Harrison with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.